Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Today we'll go down in history as the beginning of a week that you'll never forget. A day and a week where the President of the United States of America, former President Donald Trump, will be arraigned. We also are now hearing, and this shows you just how political all of this actually is, that the DA's office does not want to release Donald Trump's mugshot. And apparently they're fighting over this. Now, protocol is to release the mugshot. You have to ask yourself the question, why would an activist DA not want to put out the mugshot? I can tell you exactly why. It's because they don't want it to be used by Donald Trump for political reasons. They don't want him to be able to say, this is what they did to me. Here is my mugshot. Now, this mugshot, if it is released, okay, keyword, if it is released, will be the most iconic mugshot in history of the United States of America. There's a very good chance you could actually say it'll be the most iconic mugshot in the history of the world. This mugshot is going to be a mugshot that everyone wants to see. This will be a mugshot that Donald Trump is going to want you to see. And we should see it, because if this is real justice, okay, if this is real, I want to make that clear. If this is needed, if he is a criminal, as they are describing him being a criminal, then I'm going to be clear about this. We should see it. Now, let's talk about the politics of this mugshot. Right after Donald Trump was indicted, he put in record, okay, record fundraising for his presidential campaign. Donald Trump, some of you may not realize this because it happened so early, so I'm just going to state the facts for you, has already declared that he is running for president of the United States of America. We know that. He's officially a candidate. There's others that are mentioned, right? Like Ron DeSantis, who is not an official candidate yet. Donald Trump is. And so as soon as he was indicted, the money started flowing in. And it should flow in, right? Like the money should absolutely flow in to his campaign because he's being persecuted and being charged for solely political reasons. And we all know that. We know it's political. We know it's not just personal, but political. And we know that this is something that is happening because they want to bury Donald Trump. And they're obsessed with Donald Trump. They're psychotic on Donald Trump. And there will probably be other indictments that will come as well. That's something else that people need to understand. There's a very good chance that other indictments are going to come from other cases in Georgia and other places. Because there's what, four other investigations into Donald Trump? And now it's going to be really, really easy for people to say, yep, indict him. They already did it once in New York. Why not do it now? That's how they're going to justify this. But if you're going to do this, then give me the damn mugshot. I want to see it. Show me the mugshot. I want to see it. Okay, I want to see it. And Donald Trump deserves to have his mugshot be made public because he deserves to be able to say, this is what they did to me. It is also shows you just the political nature of this indictment, the fact that they're fighting the mugshot, that they don't want you to see a mugshot. And they're already fighting over this, and the mugshot hasn't even been taken yet. Now, let me walk you also through how all this is going to go down because we now have more of an understanding of this. It's going to be in the middle of the afternoon, mid-afternoon. Is when we're being told now that Donald Trump is going to be arraigned. All right, that's number one. It's going to be around 2-something in the afternoon. We're being told that the court system is, in essence, shut down during that time for safety concerns. We're being told that the president will be then arraigned. He will be booked. They will decide if a bail is going to be set. He's not a flight risk. I'm assuming they're not going to argue that he's a flight risk. If they do, they're stupid, but they might do that, okay? They absolutely might do that he is a flight risk and claim that. I think that would be absurd and try to take away his passport, which would be another, I think, huge political miscalculation by Alvin Bragg and the other Democrats involved here. Now, Democrats are going to celebrate this as justice. You also need to understand that Hillary Clinton did the exact same thing. Okay? Hillary Clinton did the exact same thing as Donald Trump at the exact same time, except the difference was she was a resident of New York at the time. Hillary Clinton categorized money the exact same way that Donald Trump categorized money. The money that Hillary Clinton's campaign used was well over $1 million, 10 times more than Donald Trump's payment to Stormy Daniels. You also need to understand that. And Hillary Clinton miscategorized campaign funds as legal expenses when she was paying for the Steele dossier to be created out of thin air. That dossier that they used to attack Donald Trump and to impeach Donald Trump. All of that happened, and you need to understand this, the same exact place at the same exact time in 2016. Now, the statute of limitations have run out on charging Hillary Clinton. But you got to understand something. This individual, okay, never forget this. This individual, Alvin Bragg, has created law out of thin air. Has created something that was not there and turned into something that is there. He turned a misdemeanor and then flipped it somehow into stretching to the extreme, okay, to the point where he figured out a way to turn it into a felony. Now, I do believe this is going to 100% be thrown out. Okay, I want to make that clear. I do not believe that they're going to be successful in this prosecution of the President of the United States of America. But there's been a lot of people that have also been asking other questions about this indictment. They're like, all right, well, if he's indicted, then he's screwed because he can't run for president. That's not true. I learned this, and we talk about this in my podcast that I co-host with Senator Ted Cruz, Verdict with Ted Cruz. You should download it because we do a very deep dive for tomorrow's podcast that you should hear about what the law says about what you can and what you cannot do. when you are running for president or you are the president. Did you know that the president of the United States of America could actually commit murder and he would not lose his presidency just for doing that? He could commit murder and be convicted of murdering somebody. In fact, he could be in jail. And that still does not mean that you're not the president of the United States of America. Now, what would happen is that there would be a trial, in theory, in Congress for high crimes and misdemeanors against the president. And that's how they would pull him out of office, just so you understand how this actually works. The high crimes and misdemeanors would come down against you and they would impeach you. And then you would be removed from office in a normal, sane world. But committing a crime does not make you ineligible to be president of the United States of America. There have been a lot of people that asked the question, well, what if the Democrats drag this out, this trial, or other indictments that could come down? Then what happens? Can the president not take the office if he's in a trial or if he's been convicted? The answer is no. That's not true either. Donald Trump could be in a trial and be elected president. In fact, Donald Trump could actually be indicted on other charges and convicted, and it would not stop him from becoming president of the United States of America. They could hold this for a really long time, and it wouldn't matter, because the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, could still then become president again. The idea that they were hoping for is that they would convict him of becoming an insurrectionist. And if they did that, that could disqualify him from being president in theory, because that's actually in our Constitution. Let's talk about a great opportunity for your IRA and 401ks. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Democrats wanted to use the word insurrection for January the 6th because if they could accuse the president of causing an insurrection, they knew that was something that could disqualify him from being the president. That's why in the moments after that happened, you could see the political operatives go to work. Right? It was all over TV. It was insurrectionist, insurrection, 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 insurrection. Then they started making sure that they kept it out there by implying that January 6th was worse, as bad as 9/11. Then they started saying that the people there were domestic terrorists, and they were clearly incited by Donald Trump, and that he was the leader of the insurrection. Now, this is part of what they're looking into right now to maybe charge him with those crimes as well. I expect Tuesday to not be the last time that Donald Trump has a mugshot, because now you've opened Pandora's box. The floodgates have been opened. And these floodgates that have been opened, I don't believe you'll ever be able to shut them down again. I think it's here to stay. I believe that this is the game, folks. Like, this is it. And I don't believe that will ever be able to put this genie back in this bottle. But I'm not sure Democrats care. I think they are so obsessed. They are so truly, truly obsessed with the idea of Donald Trump having a mugshot and being put in prison that they will stop at nothing until they accomplish it. And look at how hyper-focused they have been. Democrats have been obsessed with getting Donald Trump in jail. I have played this montage. I think it's an important montage. I think it's a montage that just shows you just how extreme the Democratic Party is. They have been, since 2016 and 2017, 2018 and 2019, they have become obsessed. Completely obsessed with putting Donald Trump in jail. They've wanted Donald Trump in jail, and they've been saying it over and over again since 2016. I'm going to remind you of this because this tells you how focused they were on putting Donald Trump in jail. And this is going to start in 2016 and go all the way up until now. Listen.
58 House Democrats have recently voted to advance articles of impeachment.
Impeach him first and then indict him.
Yes, the president, a sitting president, can be indicted.
Even if the president were to somehow find some way to terminate Mueller, the indictments would continue to grind.
You could impeach anybody on anything. You can try and indict.
He is not functioning as the president of the United States. Frankly, if he ever gets indicted, he'll have insanity as a defense, I suppose, from a criminal charge. But it's hardly, you know, this is a serious matter.
You're starting to hear people talk about the possibility that Donald Trump leaves office in 2 years and then finds himself in the crosshairs of these New York prosecutors.
This sitting president can and should be indicted.
President, there for sure is more than likely going to serve some jail time.
It's clear that Trump is the target and he'll be indicted eventually.
On the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him.
Now there is talk of jail time for the president.
That Mueller could indict the president for obstruction of justice.
Donald Trump should be indicted for calling a cooperating witness a rat.
He should have been indicted.
The sitting president can be indicted by the Justice Department.
Why aren't we at the target, Trump, having committed crimes to get the presidency? So why aren't we at an indictment yet?
I think there's generally consensus the president has probably committed indictable crimes.
It's very strongly in favor of indicting the president when he is out of office.
That there may be enough evidence to indict Trump.
Is Donald Trump going to be indicted?
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll go to prison.
Will he ever see the inside of a prison cell?
DA could get a ham sandwich indicted. Hey, listen, Trump's the Big Mac.
Even if Donald Trump himself is not ever indicted, there is another way that prosecutors can actually indict the entire Trump org.
We hope that the Attorney General sees the importance of moving ahead with this indictment, moving ahead with locking Steve Bannon up.
The whole enchilada, the whole company, indicted by next week.
Why not pursue it and see what happens?
Merrick Garland, if you indict Trump, you'll be my person of the year. Yeah. Of the decade.
The only thing worse than indicting him would be not indicting him.
Would be folly not to indict them.
Donald Trump is an ordinary citizen and is committing crimes right now.
I like the idea of Mark Meadows going to jail for the rest of his life, but I still think that the committee has laid out that the person on top of all of this, in charge of all of this, doing all of this, was Donald Trump.
I think now for him not to indict, frankly, would cause this country more harm than even if he indicts and there's a hung jury or not a successful conviction.
I think there should be no case in which they wouldn't indict.
I don't think we should be treating him the way other ex-presidents were treated.
I think the extent of what Donald Trump's done is so egregious that no attorney general, no fair-minded attorney general would have any choice.
According to The Atlantic, Garland is preparing to indict Trump despite moving at the cautious pace of an institutionalist.
The only reasons Trump hasn't been indicted by now is because he's a former president and because he has handpicked judges on his side.
Accountability for some people means that we get a pound of flesh from Donald Trump and that he ends up behind bars.
Don't you think it's about time for special counsel Jack Smith to just indict Trump?
And would such a move take Trump off the campaign trail?
Is this the charge you would want him to be indicted on? Would a January 6th DOJ indictment or, say, a Georgia election interference charge carry more weight?
That is the media's obsession with Donald Trump. And now you can hear at the very end, they're starting to have this, okay, well, maybe we screwed this up. Maybe it should be a little bit different. Maybe we overextended, right? Maybe this isn't the charge that we really wanted to nail him on. Maybe we should pick another charge to nail him on. Too late. Too late. It's done now. Like this is it. It's done now. Donald Trump is an individual who the Democratic Party have gone totally rogue, have been completely psycho on, completely obsessed with trying to destroy Donald Trump. Like, this is just, this is a total obsession with trying to destroy him. And now they've got their wish, and they've been focused on this, and they've never stopped doing it. They've never pulled back from this. They're hell-bent on it. This was what they've wanted to do all along. They now have it. And now they don't want to give you the mugshot, because they realize this may be the biggest epic backfire in the history of political prosecutions. There's a very, 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 very good chance that Donald Trump will have solidified the Republican nomination because of this mugshot. There's an extremely good chance. I mean, an extremely good chance that no one else will be able to touch him in a primary, including Ron DeSantis, because of this indictment. And the media's obsession with trying to destroy this man, and I do think there's a lot of people that maybe didn't love, okay? Maybe didn't love Donald Trump, that they're going to watch this week and they're going to see this terrible history that is being made, and they're going to say to themselves, yeah, this was really stupid. And I'm going to stand with a guy that's clearly being persecuted for political reasons only. This is not what we do in the United States of America. This is not how we act in the United States of America. This is not how we behave in the United States of America. This is what happens in third world countries, not in the United States of America.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Democrats, by the way, they're trying to figure out how they're going to play this when all this happens on Tuesday. The majority of Democrats are going to pop champagne and celebrate this. There are some sophisticated Democrats that are warning that may not be the right thing to do. That might not be what you want to do. We might want to be careful about jumping in the deep end of celebrating the fact that you came up with some ridiculous clearly politically motivated charges that more than likely are going to be thrown out of court, laughed out of court. You might not want to do that, but you got to understand, Democrats may not care if this is thrown out because it at least gives them the ability, and I do think there's some truth to this, okay? It gives them the ability to at least move forward with other charges around the country. It will allow for people to be brave on grand juries to indict Donald Trump because they won't be the first. They won't have to worry about there being some sort of backlash because, hey, there's no backlash in those scenarios, right? Somebody else started this and did it first. We're just doing it second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh, right? You understand that. Jen Psaki, former White House press secretary, and I have a lot of respect for Jen Psaki, and I'll explain why. She had to defend the indefensible every day in this White House with Joe Biden. You're having to clean up messes for a clearly incapacitated president of the United States of America with major cognitive decline. That's a tough job. There's also a reason why she quit that job pretty early on, because it's exhausting. She now has her own TV show at none other than Where You Go After You Leave the White House, MSNBC. But she had something interesting to say about what this week could bring. And I do want you to hear it. I'll give you my reaction to it. But listen to her strategy.
Indictment of Donald Trump. Democrats might feel the urge to shout it from the rooftops and use it to score political points. And if they're watching Republicans on the other side, that's exactly what they're doing. Trump himself took to Truth Social to call the indictment an attack on our country and our once free and fair elections. No irony at all there. And then there was Ron DeSantis, who called it weaponization of the legal system. Speaker Kevin McCarthy claimed Alvin Bragg weaponized our sacred system of justice. Even Governor Glenn Youngkin, the supposed post-Trump future of the Republican Party, rushed out with a similar statement of his own. To me, this is all pure projection. To me, the only people who are weaponizing and politicizing what shouldn't be a political process at all are these leading Republicans. And they're doing this for one reason, because Donald Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party. If you had any doubt, their following him this past week confirms that. And they're scared.
Let me just jump in here for a second, okay? I love how she says this, right? Like, these people, haha, you think they're any different than Donald Trump. You're wrong. He's the leader of the Republican Party. Now, they want this to be the case because they feel like that if Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, enough people in the middle, moderates, will say, I hate the Republican Party because it's Donald Trump's party, and I'm going to vote for Democrats. You see the strategy here. It's actually a brilliant strategy by Jen Psaki, former White House press secretary on MSNBC now. The part where she's stupid, okay, is the part that I just, we just talked about. And that is overselling this. For the Republicans, all right, that have come out and have stood by Donald Trump, this was a no-brainer. I said this in my show the night this happened when we found out he was indicted, okay? I said, look at your Republican congressmen, senators, locally elected officials, and see what their statements are, and you're going to know if they're with us or against us. If you want to know if they're Liz Cheney, if you want to know if they're Mitt Romney, if you want to know if they're an Adam Kinzinger, if you want to know if they're one of those, all you have to do is look at their statements right now about Donald Trump. If they're not defending Donald Trump, because this is so much bigger than Donald Trump, and that's what people need to understand. If they can do this to a former president of the United States of America solely based on political reasoning, then they can absolutely do it to you if you're not a politician. They can do it to you if you decide to run for office one day. They can do it to any locally elected or state elected official. They can do it to any senator or congressman or anybody else. Okay, they can do it to anybody. I'm going to say that again. They can do it to anybody. That is the point that I think these other Republicans were trying to make. Okay, that is a point they were coming out and saying. Donald Trump may be first. DeSantis could be second. Youngkin could be third. All these other Republicans that she was mentioning, that, you know, Nikki Haley and the others, they're not taking direction from Donald Trump. They're standing up for an egregious, standing up to an egregious abuse of power that could turn them into the very next Donald Trump 2.0. If you can do this to Donald Trump and raid his house and have the FBI come in and everything else, you can do it to Ron DeSantis. You can do it to Glenn Youngkin. You can do it to any of these guys. And that is the point that they clearly understand. Okay, that's the point that's very obvious and a point that we all need to be talking about. Okay, this is a moment that needs to be clearly for every Republican. And I mean this when I say this, you're either with us or you're against us. There is no in between now. You are either with us or you are against us. It's one of the two. And if you think it's not that simple, then you're an idiot. You're incompetent. This is so much bigger than Donald Trump. Okay? This is significantly bigger than Donald Trump. This is massive. And a sad week in American history. If you want to go and be like, you know, Hitler was with going after his political foes, and he did that a lot, then go to the Communist Democratic Party now. Because that's exactly what they're about. If you want to be like Stalin and Mussolini, if you want to be like Fidel Castro and his family, where they took their political opponents and they put them in prison, then go be a part of the Communist Democratic Party. Because that is exactly what they are doing. And everyone knows that is exactly what they are doing. Jen Psaki knows it too. And that's why she's trying to act like everybody is now behind Donald Trump, because they can't lead on their own. She's trying to mock them and attack them. Listen.
Scared of losing the support of his base. So where does that leave Democrats? And what should they be doing about the indictment news? Let me start with what I don't think you should be doing. As much as you may want to, now is not the time for a mass order of lock them up T-shirts and mugs. That's exactly what Trump and his supporters would do. Now is also not the time for Democratic candidates to celebrate, to brag, to predict the outcome of the legal cases. If you can, I'd actually just put your head down and stay out of it for now. President Biden and the White House will lean into the longstanding policy that they don't comment on ongoing criminal investigations, which was the policy, by the way, long before them, for decades, through Democratic and Republican presidents. That's not only the right thing to do, but in this case, it's also good politics. And if you're sitting in the White House right now, you're making what I think is the right bet, that the public cares a whole lot more about what the president is doing to actually make their lives better than what he thinks about a hush money payment to an adult film star.
Notice how she all of a sudden is saying, this is the dog whistle. Hey, guys, shut up about this. Hey, guys, don't go all in on this. Hey, guys, this may be the biggest disaster that we've ever seen. Hey, guys, please be quiet about this. Hey, guys, you understand, this is not what we need to be doing. Put your head down. You just had Jen Psaki, the former White House press secretary, that actually said, Democrats, maybe you should shut up about this indictment and put your head down, because otherwise this could be the biggest political backfire in history. And that's why she's saying, put your head down. Don't gloat. Don't celebrate it. Be quiet about it, because if you're not, this could come back to turn Donald Trump into the president of the United States of America all over again. We're going to be following this, obviously, all week long, and we're going to keep you up to date on what's happening. So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, listen each and every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.